Mount Forest. While the implementation of a second crossing guard at Victoria Cross Public School is intended to increase safety, staff will continue to investigate additional safety measures for the crazy area. Approving the bonus guard on a two-month trial basis during a council meeting Monday afternoon, some councillors remained concerned the area could see additional close calls as foot and vehicle traffic volumes continue to increase at the location. The township chose to investigate the possibility of a second crossing guard for the location after a woman and her son were allegedly almost hit by a car at the school's intersection in December despite a crossing guard being in the street with a stop sign up. Victoria Cross seems to be the most pneumatic because of the volume of cars, the way the street converges, the way the buses are there, said Township Clerk Karen Wallace, during the meeting. It's really crazy. Cown. Sherry Burke lives near the area and said she avoids it when kids are going to and from school because there is so much congestion. She suggested police need to step up and make their presence a little more known. But Wallace said the police did increase their patrols. The problem starts once they're gone. I mean the police are great but they just can't be at every crossing all the time, said Wallace. The woman who called, the recent incident in, did get a license plate number, but, I can't expect my crossing guards to have notepads in hand to get license plate numbers. The township is also investigating the possibility of investing in light-up stop signs to make its crossing guards more noticeable. I don't know how people don't already see them, because our crossing guards are adults, they wear lime green coats and they're standing in the middle of the road with a stop sign, said Wallace. If you can't see that, you probably shouldn't be driving. The township currently employs 6 part-time crossing guards and 1 backup guard at Wellington North's busiest intersections. 2 are located in Arthur and 4 are in Mount Forest. Adding a second crossing guard for 10 hours a week for 8 weeks is $1,768 and will affect the 2024 operating budget. After the 2-month trial, township staff will provide recommendations to council as to whether or not to proceed with 2 guards at that location on a more permanent basis. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.